Jake Saddle here at the 2026 Classic in the Country. I'm here with Highlands' Macy Mullett, Reagan Zerger, and Perrin Mishler. A hard-fought loss in this one to Bellevue, 46-39. And to my right, we'll start with Macy Mullett. Macy, 4 points tonight, but you had 5 rebounds and really like a floor captain for your team tonight. What can you tell us about your performance and the team's performance?
Yeah, I mean, my shots weren't quite falling tonight, so I just had to step into a different role of trying to find other people who are open. And yeah, rebounds, I just had to find a different role when I'm not scoring tonight. Our team-wise, we struggled, like, shooting-wise, but we played good defense. We locked in on Scout, but it was just tough to pull it through.
Reagan, what about you? 13.6 rebounds for you tonight. Really a great all-around game.
Yeah, we came into this game knowing it was going to be physical. We tried to work as hard as we could on defense because that will lead to good offense. But as Macy said, our shots weren't falling, and that happens. We just got to fight through it next time.
Perrin, 14 points for you, and it seemed like you were everywhere on the floor just trying to get in your teammates' ears, get them cheered up after a foul. What can you tell us about your performance and what you thought about your team's performance?
Yeah, I knew that I had to do what I had to do for my team, whether that's scoring or keeping people up and stuff. Without Evie this year, I know that I have to step up and shoot more and score, so that's just kind of my goal coming into each game.
So I know it's only one of your first Classic in the Countries, but it seems like every year Highland is challenging themselves at this event. We'll start again with you, Macy. You don't like talking about moral victories, but you played a very good game against a very good Bellevue team.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to see teams like this in the tournament run, and so it really prepares us to play in an environment like this and a team like this to get us prepared for tournaments and then state.
And Reagan, what about you?
Yeah, obviously this is my first Classic. I thought it was really fun. I've never played in a big environment like this, and we just got to pull through, and this will prepare us for the tournament.
Perrin?
Yeah, I think that you're not going to get much better by winning every single game, so the games like these really push us, and we got so much better today than playing some team that wasn't near as good as us. So, yeah, it was a big game for us.
So, no, this isn't the first time some of you have played with a shot clock in a high school game, but what was the difference? Was there a different feeling with playing with that urgency with the shot clock?
Yeah, I mean, we're used to playing pretty fast. It did help us, like, get a breather if we wanted to wait till a certain time to start a play, but we tend to play pretty fast, so it wasn't too much of a difference, but it definitely was there. We definitely, I don't know, it was just we're used to playing fast.
I agree. Yeah, I would say communication. Our whole bench, our whole team, everyone had to be communicating in order to know the time on the shot clock, so that was a huge goal for us this game.
So you get a day off on Sunday, and then you're back at it Monday night. What do you have to do to get ready and put this one in your rearview mirror and get ready for a very good Norwayne Bobcats team coming in Monday night?
Yeah, Norwayne's really good. We got to push the reset button on this game and quick memory on it, as our coaches always say, and we just got to come in tomorrow for a practice and lock in on film and scout and be prepared for Monday.
Yeah. Basically what she said, we got to forget about this one, take the good things, leave the bad things, and move on to the next.
Yep, next game, next play. We'll be ready for the next one.
So I think I've asked two of you this question, but Reagan, this is your first Classic, and I always make a tradition. What's your favorite part of the Classic so far, and what's been your favorite food at the Classic?
I haven't tried any of the food yet, but I would say just the environment, the people, everything is so much more exciting. Just, it's so much fun playing.
And Macy and Perrin, what are your favorite parts of the Classic?
Yeah, it always brings a good crowd. There's a lot of people that come and watch, so that's always fun to play in, like, the environment. And food-wise, I got to say the noodles, but I haven't had any yet this year.
Yep, I would say community, showing up and showing out for them, and definitely the noodles also.
Okay, well, ladies, thanks so much for your time. Great job in this game, and we look forward to seeing what you can do against the Bobcats Monday.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. More to come from the 2026 Classic here on WKLM.